This is the POA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Biden said he will address the coronavirus-related matters later today when he might announce a requirement for federal workers to get a vaccination or get regular tests for the virus. New cases in the U.S., largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. Meantime, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, announcing Wednesday that all state employees, a workforce totaling tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by Labor Day, September 6. New York becomes the second state after California to impose such a rule for its government workers. Japan on Wednesday reported more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising new questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency that some local commentators have criticized as ineffective. Many of the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful and has reportedly only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. Japan is one of several Asian countries to initially contain the virus, but lag other developed countries in vaccinations. At least 37% of Japan's population has received one coronavirus vaccination, according to government figures. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, this is BOA News. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Salamia Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government, under former President John Magufuli, had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. A lawyer for the first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law asked the court earlier today for more than 10 years in prison, no more, that is, in prison instead of the possible life sentence. The case is being closely watched as China's ruling Communist Party tries to crush a pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Tong Ying Kit was convicted Tuesday of inciting secession and terrorism for driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers last July at a pro-democracy rally while carrying a flag bearing the banned slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Hong Kong's High Court announced that Tong will be sentenced on Friday. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country next month, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials, Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan's reconstruction describes the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. Ever since President Joe Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. Afghan's president has also promised better results as well, saying the Afghan military will be able to regain momentum by focusing its efforts on defending urban areas. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.